The United Nations says that by the year 2015, Lagos, Nigeria's biggest city, will become the third largest city in the world. More than 13 million people live there now. The UN says it will almost double in the next decade and a half. Lagos long has had a reputation for being overcrowded, dirty, and violent. Nigeria's president recently called it an urban jungle where no sane person should live. From Lagos, NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Lagos, say some Nigerians, has too much wahala. Wahala means trouble, craziness, chaos. It's a good word for this hyperactive city of endless traffic jams, open-air markets, slums, and high-rises, all shimmering in the 100-degree heat.
So what you see now out on the street here is total anarchy.
British architect and historian John Godwin is a true Lagosian. He moved here almost half a century ago, when Nigeria was still a British colony and Lagos was its capital.
I mean, the population here when I came in 54, was around about, well, shall we say 800,000, something like that. And now it must be 13, 14 million. And, you know, the infrastructure has not kept pace. I mean, it's an immense task keeping up. I mean, now you look at you now in California. You are now finally short of power. You've blown it, right? Well, you see, we blew it a long time ago.
Over the past decade, Lagos' population has doubled as Nigerians have fled rural villages in hopes of better jobs in the country's commercial capital. The strain of this uncontrolled growth has led to the virtual collapse of the city's public services and infrastructure. The signs are visible on every street. In a back alley of the neighborhood Agege, Taylor Sichua Lau works a foot-powered sewing machine in the dark. His electric sewing machine collects dust in a corner because Lau's shop hasn't had electricity in over a month.
We have light before.
But now
no light, eh? We have light before, but what? Now no light now.
Deep in a slum called Mushin, families at 13 Kajolala Road sleep 10 to 12 people to a room. The 20 families who live in this one-story building cook, clean, and bathe in the communal courtyard. There's no running water. Like many Lagosians, the building's residents buy their water by the bucket from a shop down the road. And when the monsoon season comes, there's too much water. The open sewers overflow, and then the shantytown streets are flooded. But life in Lagos isn't just difficult, it's also dangerous. Nigerians boast that the third mainland bridge is the longest bridge in Africa. During the day, it links the city's residential mainland to the crumbling skyscrapers of downtown Lagos Island. But at night, it's a no-man's land. The incidents of carjacking and armed robbery here are so high that it's said only the brave and the stupid dare to cross it after dark. The Lagos Police Commissioner recently complained that with only one police officer for every 1,000 inhabitants, his men can't properly respond to emergencies. Architect John Godwin says the crumbling infrastructure and violent crime of Lagos offer a disturbing glimpse of the future for other megacities.
Basically, I think many of our cities abroad are going to become like Lagos. You know, there's a lesson to be learnt from Lagos as to what happens when the infrastructure breaks down.
And yet, despite its problems, Lagos continues to attract newcomers every day.
And these are people who have left rural areas to look for opportunities in the city in search of the bright lights and all of that.
Professor Pat Utomi of the Lagos Business School says the migration comes from government neglect of rural Nigeria.
Rural areas have literally been completely ignored. So conditions in rural areas have become even more difficult. There are no jobs. The only thing that you can do in most rural areas is to engage in subsistence agriculture. And even that is becoming a more dreary way of surviving.
Victor Anjue came to Lagos 5 years ago, hoping to earn enough money to build his parents a new house in their village. Today he lives on a pile of garbage on the waterfront, where he spends his nights smoking joints and playing drums. Anjue has one message for the other people in his village. Think twice before you migrate to the city.
What I will tell them is that if you don't know anybody in Lagos that will help you, you should not come. Don't come to Lagos when you don't have anybody, because if you come to Lagos and if you don't have somebody, nobody will help you.
Few will hear or pay attention to Anjue's advice. The United Nations predicts Lagos will grow by another 10 million people over the next 15 years. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Lagos.